What do you want?
Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
We are live. We are back. Thank you for joining us. Episode 85 of the Patriot Power Hour. It's February 25th, 2019. A Tuesday, a pretty crazy day. The week has started off pretty insane. We'll get into that with economic ramifications and much, much more. But I'm going to introduce my co-host, of course, Future Dan. How you doing there, sir?
Doing good. And I wanted to talk to our audience straight up tonight, Ben, about some of the economic indicators we get into on Patriot Power Hour. They sound wonky. They sound nerdish. Some people hear about fairly complex economic news and they tend to tune out. So tonight we're going to try to break it down. We don't understand all this ourselves fully. Not saying that we do, but we pay attention to it because these are the events that precede breakdowns and we got to watch for them. So we're going to try to help people understand some pretty complex economic issues. Just stick with us because we're going to keep it simple and help everyone understand what preparedness in relationship to current events means in the information sphere.
I think that's the perfect way to phrase it, to really couch it. Myself, we're new here on Prepper Broadcasting Network still. Folks don't know Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, have a master's in finance. But in fact, that actually perhaps biases me against what I believe now is the reality. So in a way, I learned the incorrect way and reverse engineered it over time, I guess is the way to put it. But like you said, I want to break it down in more common sense way, more something that applies to folks, the average person listening. You don't have to have a bunch of understanding of stats and yields and interest rates and bonds and stuff. Like, I want to break down into how it actually can affect you, the average person.
So the Federal Reserve, the central bank of the United States, is facing a decision. Are they going to cut rates again? And news today, the 10-year U.S. Treasury bond hit a all-time interest rate low of 1.31%. My partner called last August a prediction that that thing is going to have a negative interest rate. It will go below zero officially. Owners of the bond will pay to own it, the opposite of earning interest on an asset like that. Lowest ever today, Ben. So negative interest rate policy, modern monetary theory. We got 10-year treasury yields, record lows. Help people understand what those things are and what it might mean. Why is everybody concerned that that's happening?
Definitely. So I went back, did a little prep for this show. Going back to episode 64, 65, and 66. Late July and early August of 2019.
Last summer,
tail end of summer, where the Fed started cutting rates. And I said, you know what, after a long, long time of kind, sort of raising rates, but really I consider it a facade. But they totally reversed course, started slashing rates back towards 0%. And I said, this is the time when it's going to essentially cascade into that hyperinflationary sub 0% range. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight by any means. I said, and I predicted that by August of 2020, we would, I'm not going to say likely we would see, but I did say there is a good chance, a much better chance than anyone out there really believes, that the 10-year U.S. Treasury bond would be at 0% or lower. Let's just say I like kind of took odds on this, right? It's a heavy, heavy, heavy underdog if you asked kind of your mainstream CNBC person before, right, at last August, would interest rates be, would 10-year Treasury be 0% in 1 year? Very, very few, like 5% or fewer would say that. But I was like, you know what? I will take that bet. Give me some good odds. And we still have a long way to go, but what we're seeing today and heading into the after market hours as well, we're seeing all-time low in this interest rate. And I really want to get out of, like you said, get out of that wonkiness, though, and talk about how that could really affect some people.
What's it mean? What's it mean?
Let's put it straight. You know, the I think what really would impact people the most is pension funds, and even your average person's 401k. But I'm specifically looking at things like state workers' funds, military worker funds. Really, even of course, Social Security. Everyone knows that one's bankrupt. But my point is every single pension, not just a lot, not just many, but every pension and retirement plan out there has a heavy, heavy, heavy amount invested into fixed income, into bonds. And when those interest rates go down way below, I mean, all-time record, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of years of financial history, and we've never seen 0% interest rates except the last decade. And it's, of course, is now getting that new low watermark, so to speak. And it's just, what does that do? Those pensions were priced to get 3, 4, 5% return per year, but now they're getting 1.5%, 2% return. The math will not add up over time. That is all you need to know, really.
They can't pay out. They can't pay the people that were in. That populace will scream about it. There'll be a bailout. States will have to bail them out. Federal government will be pressured to do another bailout. So that just compounds this entire thing. Illinois and California and Connecticut could immediately just try to declare bankruptcy as states if it got bad enough, right?
Right. And I think what you said is the perfect, the most likely to occur is a nationwide bailout. How is that going to take place? There's so many ways. But just look at, and I'm not watching it, but the Democratic debate is tonight. And a bailout could be as simple as a Bernie Sanders style takeover of the financial health retirement system. Which we're already creeping towards, but I'm talking like they're doing leaps and bounds. But that'll save your pension. Yeah, you might get 60 cents on the dollar, which is better than zero. But hey, just remember on the Patriot Power Hour, we tried to warn you ahead of this ahead of time. You know, don't let the banksters get away with this. We got to remember all the problems there were before. Things like coronavirus, which we haven't even mentioned much today. But that's, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, and the stock market has taken a, 5-year all-time hit today, 2 days in a row. It's a worse sell-off than the December 2018 sell-off that we did cover on Patriot Power Hour. But by the end of the week, you could see that bounce right back and be a green for the week if the Federal Reserve talks about, makes sounds as if another rate cut's coming.
Exactly, exactly. And again, did my research, last rate cut was five months ago or so. We're coming up on, and we already pre-planned this actually, the season finale of Patriot Power Hour will be St. Patrick's Day, Tuesday the 17th of March, coming up in just a few weeks. And that is when the FOMC, a.k.a. the Fed, will be meeting. And I fully expect, very high chance, there will be another cut in interest rates. And we'll continue towards that path of zero or negative rates that I thought we'd get to by August. Again, even if we go to 0.4% or 0.6, and my prediction isn't ring true, it's still, those are unfathomably low numbers. And anyone who may have taken my, kind of took a position that I have taken would profit handsomely. But unfortunately, it's actually not profit. You're just keeping your wealth while everyone else is going to be losing all of theirs. So are you profiting? Relatively, yes, but it's actually a really bad situation. No matter how you cut it, that's prepping, I guess.
Yeah, and I just want to say, if you're a patriot and some of this economic news we talk about on Patriot Power Hour, you're kind of sitting there thinking, man, it goes over my head pretty fast. Not really that interested in it. I get the point that it could lead to bad things. I don't really get why. I would say this, as a patriot, you know, being aware of the current events of your nation in the era that they faced, dire consequences of bad choices of elected and unelected officials, you need to get a little bit deep into it. You know, you don't have to sink the ship, but bow deep, cut in water, understanding that if the Federal Reserve's rate that they set continues to decline and the Treasury rate for instruments that the U.S. government sells to investors to fund our massive debt, when they go tipping point under, it's going to look like 2008, 2009, 2007, 8, 9 crash again. And that kind of noise is being made by Wall Street tonight.
Absolutely. So we'll be talking to other reasons to be wary of low interest rates. I mean, on the face of it, it sounds like a great thing. Get cheap loans on autos and student loans, and everyone will have all the money to do everything they want with. But nothing's free out there. So we'll get a little bit more into that. But more importantly, after this commercial break, we're going to be coming back. We're going to be going over the news blitz. While we're on break, go get yourself ready to follow along. Go to futuredanger.com. Again, go to futuredanger.com. That's where the news blitz is. We'll be going through all the various headlines, talking coronavirus, certainly, this economic aspect as well. But there's a lot of other interesting and important topics we cover on Patriot Power Hour every single Tuesday. Do stay tuned. Check out the sponsors of Prepper Broadcasting Network. And we will be right back. Stick with us.
Here at the Prepper Broadcasting Network, our mission has expanded, and we have decided to use our influence to aid in disaster recovery. PBN is offering up our airwaves to nonprofits and boots-on-the-ground organizations that are affecting disaster recovery. The real people out there rebuilding lives. From organizations that reestablish the supply chain to those who deliver aid and even organizations that rebuild shattered homes and lives. The future of disaster response does not lay in the hands of some government organizations. No, it's up to us, Disaster Coffee. It only makes sense that PBN would partner with Disaster Coffee. Disaster Coffee is selling outstanding coffee that is roasted to order and shipped right to your door. A portion of their profits will be directly donated to disaster recovery organizations like Grindstone Ministries, Healthcare Ready, and Citizens Assisting Citizens. Disaster Coffee sources top quality beans that are roasted to order. You get coffee at its very best, but you also make a difference with every purchase. Disaster Coffee offers every customer the ability to join the National Disaster Relief Effort. Get yours at disastercoffee.com.
I expect that any constitutional document that emerges from Philadelphia will be as compromised as our Declaration of Independence. I am increasingly persuaded that the earth belongs exclusively to the living, and that one generation has no more right to bind another to its laws and judgments than one independent nation has the right to command another.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
We are back, Patriot Power Hour, this last week of February 2020. This is your new split from the danger heat map, Calm 1. Jeffrey and I had everyone on videotape. Ghislaine Maxwell reportedly told a friend. That article is out of Zero Hedge. Fourth Amendment News, Inside the Fight over FBI Surveillance Powers. Neat article from Axios. Everything the president's doing. This thing's breaking down on all sides, and we might get actual reform in the FISA court system that's happening this week. Police using warrantless mass searches of commercial genetic testing results to arrest dozens. That's out of the Pew Trust article. Public schools propagandizing our students. Baltimore School District likens president to Nazis, communists. That's the school curriculum in Baltimore teaching that Trump is similar to Nazis and communists. Twitter testing community-based censorship system. NBC News proudly reports under news censorship. Privacy being betrayed. In Texas, the state government made $3 million last year selling driver's license personal information. That's out of Dallas-Fort Worth local. Relatively little in international security news. We got a little bit of Yemen shooting missiles into Saudi Arabia when the Secretary of State arrives in country. I'm not sure they hit much, but that war on the southwest border between Shia and Sunni forces continues. Proxies for Saudi Arabia and Iran. U.S. agency has, that handles the president's security, known as the Defense Intelligence or Information Security Agency, DISA. DISA handles the president's security, comm security, suffers a massive data breach. And then we have a DHS whistleblower, became a well-known during President Obama's administration for speaking out about how the Department of Homeland Security was actively subverting measures to prevent Islamic terrorists from entering the United States. Mr. Haney found dead in his car, was shot to the head. Police are not ruling it a suicide, only saying it's consistent with one. More, we'll keep an eye on that, see where it goes. Columns 3 and 4 on Future Danger Heat Map are economic and natural by their very categorization. Tonight, we're going to do something brand new. I'm going to read you the headlines pairwise from left to right, cross-indexing economic and natural world, a.k.a. the coronavirus disaster. Here's your headlines. Dow falls 1,031 points, biggest drop in 24 months yesterday. Today, Dow tumbles 879 more. Meanwhile, CDC outlines pandemic planning. They have a news conference and speak to it. That's under the indicator pandemic proclaimed. They're getting close. Stock market crashing. We'll see what happens tomorrow, but that's a deep drop in 2 days. S&P suffers worst two-day loss since August of 2015. And then the last time the S&P fell, 3% two consecutive days was November 2008 in the midst of the financial crisis. Back to column four. Last Thursday, the coronavirus deaths were at 2,233. All right. Today, we're breaking 2,700. That's less than a week, folks. 80,000 cases now reported. This is simultaneous to the extreme panic being brought about in many parts of the world, including Europe now with a major outbreak in Italy, Iran now with fatalities reported, and also a breakout in South Korea. Casualties are everywhere. Extreme panic the coronavirus is causing elsewhere could be right on the verge of coming to the United States with a cluster of fatalities. This is where we are tonight. Plague of locusts threatens the East African economies. More pestilence on this planet. It's outrageous what those pictures look like, but it pales and gets second headlines to this coronavirus mounting. The Chinese communist counting methods still under major suspect from all corners as their numbers swing wildly. We have 30 confirmed cases of infected coronavirus in the United States. That's probably up a couple since that headline. CDC is actively warning of an outbreak similar to China and is telling people to begin prepping, folks. That's the CDC, the federal government, using that word preparedness, but we know what it means. Get your preps ready. All right. Chinese coronavirus patient reinfected 10 days after leaving a hospital. That's been reported. You can catch it twice. China caught undercounting infections on a different article, all in column four. Back to column three. Gold price hits 7-year high. Tonight, it's at 1643 as this show airs. The 10-year treasury yield drops to record low, as we spoke about earlier, and cracks in the American household finances are showing. We have coronavirus financial collapse scenario. That's what this is in three and four. We also got an article on the credit markets freezing up on that very topic. Excellent. Pete explains how this could all go the wrong way real fast. GNS Economics brings that to you. That's your heat map dashboard. What's your takeaways, Mr. Cochran?
Got a lot going on. Like you said, probably the most interrelated these columns have been, maybe ever since, Future Danger has been around, but definitely since Patriot Power Hour, since you and I have been on the air together. Again, a lot of it is coronavirus fueled, as it has been in the last few weeks, but what we're really seeing this go around in just the past couple days is that stock market starting to crash. Now, there's different ways to look at this. Let's put a little, put a halt on the fear porn a little and hit some numbers. This pretty much 2,000 point drop in 2 days, 6-7% down. But guess what? We've been seeing such a huge jump in the markets in the last year, in the last 2 years, in the last really 3-4 years since the Trump election. Even if you are 100% agnostic and say that has not, Trump or the politics has nothing to do with it, that's kind of the low watermark in the last several years was September, October, November 2016. We've dropped 2,002 days to drop to where we were back in election 2016. It's been election year. We would have to drop 10,000 more from where we are now. So we dropped 2,000 today. People are panicking. People are freaking out. We'd have to drop another 10,000 just to go to the Trump lows, or I guess you could say the Obama highs, since we know it was much lower for most of Obama's. So I don't even want to get too political with it, but I'm just saying that's a long way still to go. This bubble's so huge that a drop to that level would inspire massive panic. But should it? We deserve a correction, to say the least, just mathematically speaking, historically speaking. But that puts some, maybe some context to it. If we see another couple thousand chopped out by the end of this week, then I will kind of say, oh man, this might be the real deal. But as you mentioned as well, we've seen this happen a few times in the past decade, where, you know, ever since the real lows back in 2008, 2009, in that last decade, we've seen, you know, kind of these bad days, maybe 2 days in a row, but it's always bounced back. Oftentimes, within a week, it's back to where it was, and it just keeps skyrocketing up. And we've seen massive, massive increases in the stock market. And we're just talking about the Dow. We're not even talking about the financials, the technology stocks, right? NASDAQ, and in particular, Amazon, Netflix of the world, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, put some context to it. But I want to, before we go to break, and we're going to talk a lot more about this later on, so I want to cover a couple of the other articles you just went over, not just coronavirus, not financial. We've talked extensively about it, and I kind of got sick of it pretty quickly for pretty obvious reasons. But the whole Jeffrey Epstein situation, before we came on Prepper Broadcast Network in our 80 or so episodes we've done before then, this is episode 85, we talked a lot about Epstein. And the fact that, you know, that quote that you have right there, Jeffrey and I had everyone on videotape, you have that as a trending article under Powerful Pedophiles Exposed. That's not a conspiracy theory anymore, is it?
Well, who had control of those intelligence assets is really the only question.
Absolutely. And you and I aren't pretending to know. We're not like saying, oh, we know the inner workings of that, right? We just know that it's a bad thing. Pretty obvious on the face of it. But that's a trend to continue to watch. I remember it's when we... Go ahead.
It's very destabilizing when that kind of trust is lost in the establishment. And then, you know, other things start going sideways. You could be... need to think about being prepared to live through a period of mass hysteria on a lot of things where a lot of people believe things that you know aren't true. And in a matter of time, everybody will have to admit it. But while it's happening, it's a hysteria. It's a panic. The virus could do that. The financial system collapse could do that again. And there's a deep state that has, you know, levers to pull. And we're going into the election.
Yeah. No, definitely, definitely. Well, we're going to break here in a second. I want to talk about all of this stuff. We're going to talk a lot more about the economics. We're going to talk some coronavirus updates. I'm really, really looking forward to listening to fellow hosts here on Prepper Broadcasting Network, what their take is on this kind of next stage of the coronavirus situation. If you haven't already, go check out the archives of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. Some unbelievable guests and preparedness advice. All, I mean, very high quality stuff. Absolutely. For free. It's easy, people. Check it out. It's absolutely free. Get yourself. We defer to those hosts. Absolutely in that regard. They got some great stuff. But we will be back. Do stick with us. Patriot Power Hour. We got a lot more to cover. We'll be right back.
To help those willing and wanting but unable to help themselves. We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Follow Hollow socks are constructed from 80% baby alpaca fiber, 15% nylon, and 5% spandex. The alpaca fiber is sourced from Peru, but the socks themselves are manufactured in North Carolina. What's unique about alpaca fibers is due to the hollow nature of the fibers. It does a fantastic job at moisture wicking. Other benefits to alpaca fibers are that it's hypoallergenic and it's naturally non-itchy. Visit Prepper Broadcasting Network for a coupon code. Another great prep at a great price from PBN.
And intend to ship out the entire French population of the United States? Along with any other luckless soul who happens to voice a contrary opinion?
Well, if that contrary opinion threatens to divide the nation at a time when we must stand united, then yes, I will do just that. I'm entrusted with the nation's safety, Thomas. So these war measures will protect us from insurrection and subversion.
There is no war.
And that is the principle behind these measures, the prevention of war.
Cannot protect the nation by attacking the right of every man to speak freely without fear. You're trampling on the Constitution.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
We're back. We are live. It is the 25th of February, 2020. Ben the Breaker Bankster's here. One of two awesome, may I say, hosts of the Patriot Power Hour. My cohort, my friend, future Dan. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, we're trying. We're trying our best. Trying to understand this.
Yep. All right. We got so much more to talk about. Folks, I want to give a quick plug, though, a quick shout out once more to James Walton, Trepid Commander, bringing us on board PBN. Super stoked. We are in the works of getting at least a couple of the hosts onto our show as guests. So really enjoying the content just as a listener. Like, I'm going to become a Patreon member myself. It's only $2. I already pay way more than that for like a mixed martial arts podcast. You know, like I pay $5 a month. Folks, go out there, support the Patreon. $2 a month. That's literally less than a cup of coffee these days. Come on, guys. You can do it. Don't you think, Future Dan, we have to guilt trip people in? Come on. We won't be a patron.
Do what you got to do.
Absolutely. Support. Only a couple bucks. Some cool stuff there, too, by the way. It's not just a donation, so you get some extra content. So
yeah, well, we're hoping that's part of that.
What was that?
We hope supporting the network becomes part of that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I, myself, am becoming a patron. So, super easy. Anyway, got a lot to talk about. I want to really quickly go back and focus on interest rates just super quickly. Not going to be wonky, not going to be technical. Why can low interest rates be bad? And I had a little note that I wrote out. I'm a millennial, but I still use pen and paper sometimes. And I had to scratch out why are low interest rates bad? Why can they be bad? And I finally decided, look, they don't absolutely have to be bad, but when they are too low for too long, that is objectively bad.
High ones are bad.
High ones are bad too, exactly. It's like, think of the pH scale. Very acidic is a low number, like a 1 or a 2. Very bad. Very basic. Also very hazardous to the health. You know, 13 or a 14. Very bad. But even going to a 9 or a 10 for a prolonged period can cause a lot of damage, right? So there's my chemistry for the day. But my point is, everything in moderation. We are not seeing any moderation at all in interest rates. So I think, do you agree it's objectively bad to have record low interest rates for many, many years on end, not just like 3 or 6 months? That's objectively bad, right?
It's definitely a sign of a malaise. Japan's been that way, right, for 10, 15 years.
At least, but, yeah.
But they still have a modern economy, and they get by. They live. They're prosperous. It's just nowhere near as prosperous as they could be. High interest rates from these U.S. Treasury debt instruments can be indicative of lack of faith. Like anybody else's debt, the interest rate goes to junk high. And if that ever happened to sovereign U.S. debt, really, really bad indicator. The dropping under negative, what's another downside? Because we talked about the potential effect on public finance and public union financing. What else? How would it touch us if it's not one of those reorderings of the public debt?
I think you started to hit on it. And in layman's terms, think of it as adrenaline. If you're running on adrenaline at all times, that is really taxing the system. Okay. And really, it could kill you if you're always stressed out, running around like a crazy man. And I'm not even talking about drugs. Let's talk about some speed drugs out there, right? That's bad for the system. Well, sometimes you need adrenaline if there's a medical emergency that can keep the patient alive, right? Bam, right in the heart, like Pulp Fiction. But guess what? You can't be having that all the time. And it's not only, we're not just seeing emergency measures, we're seeing unprecedented emergency measures for night after night. It's like an addict just partying night after night after night. So that's the extreme version, but it's absolutely true. But kind of pulling it back a little bit, very low interest rates for a prolonged period of time, they simply lead to bad and poor allocation of capital / resources. And
malinvestment.
Exactly. Malinvestment. Those investors, whether it's your pension fund, whether it's 401k, whether it's foreigners who buy a lot of our debt, by the way, all those folks, they want to get a return. And guess what? When inflation is actually higher, even though they say inflation rate's low, it's not this low. And the lower these rates go, just means inflation is much and much higher. And where does that end? It just ends in the total, unfortunately, the total destruction in an exponential fashion of any mathematical model. I know I'm being hyperbolic here, but it's absolutely true. And what's the reality of what's going to happen? Absolutely socialized healthcare, retirement funds. I mean, we already have seen this in a big step, whether you're talking about
Social Security
and Medicare and all that, but I'm talking like Bernie Sanders level takeover to save this system. That is the next stop on this train.
A newer deal.
Yeah. The newest, bestest green deal.
That's the boomer bailout.
Yes, exactly. The boomer bailout. That's, you know, I know we got a lot of older folks out there. I know a lot of you have done a lot of great things for this country, but you guys are going to get a bailout after being able to ride the economic wave. And I know there's a lot of hard work, but you got to admit you were put in a pretty nice position, you know, in your 20s and 30s. And just guess what? The economy was the best of all time in the history of humankind. And right when it crashes is when you're going to hit retirement and you're going to get a nice bailout. But when that happens, it's going to destroy America forever. Unfortunately, that's where it ends. That's what I believe.
Yeah, so it's very important to advocate and be part of not letting that happen easily.
Right.
To the members of Congress and perhaps this president who understand that if it goes that direction, it's impossible to reverse course in a lifetime.
And it goes very, very quickly. You'll see these... How do I say? When we're seeing these debt level increases and these budget fights, we haven't seen too many recently. But as those interest rates go lower and lower, and conversely, the economy is getting poorer and poorer, this is not happening in a vacuum. The reason interest rates are going so low is because the economy's going in the toilet. And they're going to blame things like coronavirus, but this stuff has been fermenting is a good word for all this chaos and malfeasance in the financial system has been brewing for decades, especially in the last 10 years. So, yeah, coronavirus is serious and it may, you know, really prove to be something nasty. But if it triggers the quote unquote financial system collapse, that just means it's being a scapegoat more than likely.
Well, this is February 25th, 2020. And Patriot Power Hour, in its current instantiation, started in the fall of 2018. when Bitcoin was going through the roof and
followed 2017, 17.
2017. So we've talked a lot about it in 80 what episodes been?
85.
It's the 85th. Yeah. And if there's a silver lining to this, let me pose a challenge to you. Perhaps we can get into it and cover it on the other side. If interest rates are low enough and the Chinese supply system is interrupted enough, as in that country's massive debt in unto itself causes the socialization to happen there, which really means reverting to a command economy of the Chinese communists pretty much had before Deng in the 80s liberalized their economy and allowed for private ownership of property and profit motive to propel them to the economy they had been before this outbreak. We got factories shut down. We got sectors shut down. Is there any way that some technology bases return to the United States and fuel an economy just to offset? Could we grow in technology corridors throughout the United States? Because we still need the product and China won't be bringing it to us. Or will that just result in the malinvestment you were talking about and a bubble that won't last?
No, that's our only hope, is technology and leveraging that in a positive way. Technology is a tool, right? Even though I sound pessimistic 90% of the time, I talk about the economy and the finance system, I still believe we can out-innovate and just out-produce in an intelligent way, kind of work smarter, not harder, and survive and get over this. And it's going to be super painful and difficult for decades, because it took decades to get into it. It's going to take decades to get out. But I think there is, you know, an economic golden age on the other side. A lot of pain, and that's almost like a best case scenario. There's a lot of worst case scenarios that plunge the Western world and back into, you know, feudalism. Or I think what you said is perfect. It's that kind of Maoist command and control economy, and of course, economy. Everyone talks economy, economy, economy. Economy is the political system, is the social system for all intents and purposes. So command economy means command civilization, don't you think?
State-owned enterprises, you know, obviously the People's Liberation Army had been and is and could really revert to being an economic entity. You know, their military ran business for the longest time in many respects. So, you know, and then we haven't seen much from Hong Kong lately, but we talked about it all last year. How stable is that country?
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. We're going to go to a break here in a second, a quick one. We'll be back to cover a lot more of this. But Hong Kong has fallen off insofar as being a topic of the world. You know, that was gaining some momentum. So I'm certainly not saying that China released this virus on purpose, right, to cover that up. But you definitely haven't seen anything happen with that, which is unfortunate. I was certainly rooting for some of that. But, you know, well, we got a lot more to talk about. We'll bring it back home. We'll keep talking a little bit about coronavirus in China, but I want to talk a little bit more how it can affect us here at home economically and financially. We got a couple other topics I want to hit real quick. Stick with us. We're going to go to commercial and be right back. The Patriot Power.
Hold on. Stop the music. Are you supporting us on Patreon? Do you know that we are doing patron-only podcasts, videos, preparedness plans, incredible tools like our master preparedness schedule, all available at Patreon for $2 a month? $2. You've got that in your couch cushions. Not only that, that money goes to pay the bills for the network. We release ebooks from the hosts for free to our patrons. It's a tremendous opportunity. Not only is it a great value for $2 a month, but it makes a world of a difference for us. It pays the bills, to be frank. So support the network. Check us out at patreon.com/PBN. That's patreon.com/PBN. $2 a month. patreon.com/PBN.
We're back. Patreon.com/PBN. You know, I totally, during our onboarding to PBN, the Patreon was mentioned, and I was like, oh, that's great. That's an awesome idea. Need to get that supported. And I kind of forgot about it. Then we came out with this commercial that you just heard. And I was like, wow, I just realized I'm on PBN. I listen to all the shows. I don't even have a membership. I'm not even a patron myself. So I'm literally signing up $2 a month, checking it out. But I encourage everyone else to do so, including you, Future Dan. You better sign up. We got to lead from the front, sir.
I'm connected to the Patriot Broadcasting Network chat as we speak. So we got people that want to talk to us, Ben.
Nice. You got some questions or thoughts right now? I know we promised that we were going to get this going. If you got a nice chat connection, I did not right now. Read some off.
Well, give me a second. I'm getting into it, but you keep covering issues that we run through, and I'll break in when I get one here.
Perfect. Absolutely. That's why we got two folks with put us together. We got one brain. All right. Just here's something. Why are low interest rates bad? There really is, in the end, a low amount of consumer relief. You're not getting a square deal. You should be pissed off just for that reason. When you see the Fed cutting rates by 0.25%, are you seeing that amount reduction in your loans, in your credit? Some debt instruments you have, yes, but many, no, or they're not one-for-one deal. Or in the case of credit cards, okay, yeah, you go from 22% to 21.75%. That's really helping you out. So we've talked about the pensions needing interest rates just to function. Interest rates simply the price of money. Everyone has a bad negative connotation of interest rates, but it's a normal part of a functioning mathematical system. And if it goes towards zero, or dare I say negative, like it is in a couple European countries and elsewhere, that is just unexplored territory and can only end with a command and control economy and a war. So, yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
I bet you. I'm thinking it could spiral in a number of different directions. And those are certainly some of them. We got J. Fergie, M.I. Okay. Gray, Jen Animal of Eight, and a few others laughing at my pronunciation of their names in the chat. Thank you for listening in to episode 85 of the Patriot Power Hour. I would say that, watching that banking system, seeing if it stays stable, seeing if they have enough of a tantrum to get that rate cut in, 3 weeks, right before St. Patrick's Day, and then an idea that I've announced, and I'm sticking by it on this show up until the 2020 election, that if the time were ever present to take out this president with an economic downturn that was certainly, if not instigated, but helped by certain globalist corners, now would be the time to Hoover Donald Trump. And today's news does nothing to dissuade me that's a potential outcome this year.
Absolutely. Even if it's not causal in any way, they will pin that on them if they have the opportunity, so we know that. One thing I've been saying for quite some time is I really think the economic, kind of that final blow for that next stage of economic collapse, 2008, but squared, is going to come from a foreign land. And I thought it could be Europe or China. It looks like China by way of this coronavirus. What I'm saying is they don't call it a global economy. They don't call it globalism for nothing. These economies are so interlinked in so many ways, not just the supply chain, which is a huge part of it, but we got so much connection. And what I want to really quickly have people think about is how much money is being lost when all these factories in China are shut down for 1, 2, 3-plus months ongoing. Essentially, how are the bills being paid? And when that kind of tidal wave starts, if there are massive defaults and contagion. Therefore bailouts of the Chinese economy, we're going to see other countries in Asia quickly follow suit, followed by Oceania. Yep. I mean, Australia will be followed right in, and then it's just going to be a black hole that sucks everybody in. We might be the top of the on the pile, but it's going to be total destruction, and it's still going to be massive blow to America.
Yeah, I remember the 97 Thailand property bubble bursting, spread straight through the flying geese of Hong Kong and South Korea, Japan. That financial crisis was known as a contagion. We got a contagion on two fronts. It's virus and financial right now. It's coming out of Asia again. Hey, also, we got in the chat a question for you, Ben.
All right.
It's from Moon. It's concerning interest rates. An employee of mine can get a 5-1 adjustable rate mortgage for 0.5% lower rate than a 30-year fixed mortgage, and ask me which one would I choose. Which one would you choose, Ben?
Well, I will not do the cop out and say I'm not a financial advisor. I don't give financial advice, although that's true.
Oh no,
personally,
Moon One.
I would lock it in. I would not play around, especially 30 full years. We may see a huge snapback where interest rates go out of control like they did in the early 80s, right? Late 70s, early 80s. We may see it. And we saw that in the repo rates, right? We've been talking about that a lot, where just overnight interest rate, the repo rates, the overnight lending rates went from 2% to 5, 6, 10%. There weren't even sales to be made. There was no liquidity. So 30 years from now, I absolutely think, in my opinion, interest rates will be much higher than they are now. And even the natural rate of interest is 4 or 5% for a 10-year. Preponderance of caution, lock it in. You know, but feel free to pick up dimes in front of a bulldozer if you want to try to make a little money, I guess.
Yeah, that was a question from Moon, and that is the practical implications, because you got to continue to live your life. I mean, you got to borrow for houses. You got to live in the world that we're in. Meanwhile, you got these massive storm clouds on the horizon in Asia. That, you know, if it comes here, if there's panic buying here, if trade ceases, prices will go up tremendously. If the Center for Disease Control's actually announces pandemics, check out column 4 of Future Danger, because there's a whole bunch of other indicators that come right after that. Terminology that you don't normally see or hear. And these are from government FEMA type plans where, when that stuff starts rolling out, everything goes into hyperdrive. And again, this is the end of February. We're, months away from a presidential election. This year, 2020, could get volatile.
Oh, it already is very volatile. Just got to give a little quick shout out to my good old fashioned gold and silver. Gold at 1650, 7-year high. You got to remember, when those interest rates go down, you're going to be seeing gold going up. I think that's a safe play. Even at this pretty elevated level, I'm a buyer of gold and silver. Especially if you don't have a bit yourself right now. Would have been nicer if you bought it a year or two ago. Of course, I wish I bought more, but it is what it is. Look for real assets as well, though, and we won't get too deep into that. We're running out of time, but this has been a great show. Future Dan, you have any other shout-outs, any other chat? That's awesome. We got to integrate the chat going forward. We're doing it. This is super fun.
Yeah, we got Bitcoin at $9,209 tonight and $2,700 deaths worldwide from this pandemic. If it's here in the United States with fatalities next week, all the levels of what we're talking about, step it up. Come a week or two from now and there's still no fatalities in North America, could be looking at this stabilizing in our country. Meanwhile, it's going to change the world if it keeps at the pace that it's grown just in the last week.
Yep. So keep your head on a swivel, folks. Do your best. I know, and I hope that the audience has already done a fair amount of prepping. That's why you're listening to the network. So I know I am redoubling my efforts. Wish I prepped a little more before, but also very grateful what I've done already. So keep up that good work. Future Dan, we will be back next Tuesday. What was that? The 3rd of March.
The Ides of March yet? Yep. Could be the Ides in a few weeks.
We'll see. Take it one week at a time. All right. Folks, we are going to get out of here. Make way for the next generation.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks a ton for listening. Had a great time. I think we covered a lot of important stuff. And people in the chat, look forward to interacting with you a lot more. That was super fun. For Future Dan of FutureDanger.com, this is Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran, signing off. Have a great night.